Okay, so I'm sitting here with Jill Mason. Jill Mason, Jill is her real name. Jill is an experienced reception teacher, and we've decided to have a conversation thinking about the request for views for the National Curriculum and Assessment Review, where there were lots of questions about why so many SEND children are failing or being excluded. And Jill, is this is something that you and I have been talking about for many years, really.
Yeah.
I just thought if we could have a conversation because you've been an experienced reception teacher and now you're in a really interesting position because now you're working actually across a larger age range.
Yeah.
So I guess here's I suppose my little question is, do you share the professional concern about the number of young people who have very poorly developed or delayed social emotional competencies, or whose needs are being poorly met by the current national curriculum and assessment framework due to this? Well, I think due to our gut feeling is because the tracking of social emotional competency stops when children leave EYFS.
So at my setting, the personal social is like intrinsic to everything, and it's always been a child-led curriculum. So in the moment planning, giving what the children need in that moment in time, working closely with the parents. But what's happened recently is that there's been a shift in the curriculum. And this approach of in the moment planning and meeting the children's needs, skills rather than knowledge, and it's turned to a big knowledge focus. What are you going to teach in reception to support year one? So what's happening is the open-endedness, and this is happening throughout all year groups, of we were very good, we're still very good at stopping, meeting the needs of the person social. That's the core of everything. But what's happening is now it's a top-down approach even more, and it's wiggled its way into early years. So no, this is now with subject-based science. Duh, duh, duh. I know the schools have been doing this for a long time, but for us, it's so alien, and it's not right. It's not meeting the children's needs, particularly when you've got an extremely challenging cohort. I mean, I'm not teaching full time in there, and I'm quite relieved actually because my colleagues have got a hard time. And this is where this SLT believe that, and we've always been saying this as class teachers as well, that early intervention is key. But you can only do early intervention if you've got the support network behind you. And what's happening is there's very little money there now to get the speech and language therapist early. We're experienced practitioners. We know what these children need. Yes, put them on early help. Yes, do all of this. But then it just takes so long, or there's no support to back them up. So what I'm finding now is it's just a blanket kind of observation, is that children who I taught in reception haven't really moved on.
So when you're meeting
Because
them.
outside agencies have not been involved because of the cuts, and that's what's so frustrating. And then on top of that, all year groups now, it's all knowledge, 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 knowledge. What comes before, what comes after? We're becoming robots. We're a parallel class. If they're doing it, you have to do it. And you're missing, well, this particular class actually is very, very, very immature. And actually, they need practical applications. But the other class actually is ready to do research. So they won't do a
Do you
display, for
feel you're
instance.
being told as a teacher, don't listen to or observe, use your professional skills in terms of seeing what's happening?
Exactly. And it's happening with subject areas and skill base.
Yes.
Where no, this is week one, this is week two, this is week three. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
And you're missing the times where, if you're not confident, and because I'm confident, and I've been teaching for 35 years, I actually am a bit of an anarchist. And I will, when things have to stop and I have to do a PSE circle, I will do a PSE circle about a SEND child who hasn't been caught up in the system, that needs intervention. And it needs to be done there and then. I can't wait till a playtime. Can't wait till the end of school. It has to be instant. And
Would
that's
that
both.
just for me to understand? So that would be, for example, an incident in the classroom where perhaps
No.
you've been told to you should be
Playtime.
learning,
Playtime. It was at
or a
playtime.
playtime, okay, and
And
then.
it'll take longer than 10 minutes to tweeze out. If it's gonna be a piece of work that everybody will benefit from it, and particularly the send child,
Yes.
you have to work on responses and language that you need to use to support that child.
Yeah. So just for me to tease that again. So there might be an incident in the playground. The children come in. You're being told, well, it should be, maths, and we're doing kind of long division or something. And you can see that there's an immediate issue that's in fact impacting, one and several of these children. And because you're confident, you're able to say, I know the rules are we should be doing long division, but actually I can see for this class it's so important that we do some thinking about what's just happened, so they develop their social emotional ability to understand what's happening. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but there is this thing that if their next class has done long division and you haven't, that's not good because these
Yes.
children are missing out. But
Yeah.
actually, are they missing out? It's
Yeah.
what society are we turning into if we don't talk about person socials in a real life situation, do
Yeah.
role play and talk about it? I mean, what happened was the children were winding up this Zen child,
Yeah.
so he went to red and he just lost it. So it was a big thing to unpick. It wasn't an easy thing,
Yeah.
but if you didn't do it, it would continue to be an issue.
And I
And
think the reason, I guess, you and I have been discussing this for a long time, and I guess my interest coming from mental health is that if children don't have these skills to navigate relationships around, understanding themselves and understanding other people, then the experience of bullying or becoming a bully becomes part of school life, because staff and pupils are very stressed in that space, very, very stressed in that space, and there's no structure on which to value the skill of learning to get on with other people and learning to understand differences and how to hold yourself when somebody doesn't agree with you.
And also just the basics in your well-being and understanding brain science and what happens. And it's so powerful. What skills do you do when you feel you're out of control? Your brain's been hijacked. What are you going to do? And you've seen somebody's their brain's been hijacked. How are you going to support them? We'll give them space.
Can I just come
Stand.
back to also something you said important when you said the year groups coming into early years, where you describe them as very challenging. Do you want to just say a bit more in terms of their developmental, what you're observing developmentally?
Young. Like in the past 2 or 3 years, a lot more children come into nursery and nappies.
Nappies, yeah.
Nappies. And
Would
just
not
not
have happened, which would not, you wouldn't have had children
No,
come.
no,
No,
no.
it
It's
just wouldn't have
happened in
happened.
the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Constant, constant, constant. Having to change nappies, and you've got some challenging children who just need adults next to them and working, but you can't because you've got to change nappies. So there's a little bit of parenting there, there's a little bit of need, but again, this is where early intervention is not happening.
It's not happening, which is wonderful.
It's like the support, running through the milestones, 2-year-old, 3-year-olds, it's there's nothing. Sure, start, stop. There's nothing for those parents, those young parents who just don't or have got mental health issues themselves. And then you put them on early help, and then you ask for support, and then you're waiting months and months and months. And in my setting, we are very good at early intervention. We're experienced. We've got an experienced SLT member of staff there who just sniffs out the need. But you can put all the paperwork in, you can ask for support, but it doesn't come until
It
it's too
doesn't come.
late, or then it never appears at all.
Yeah.
And it's
And it
lost in the ether
and in the
because
meantime,
of
those
the
children will
support.
have then transitioned from EYFS, where you've got a little bit more flexibility, but are now doing
But
lots of
not
that again,
anymore, not anymore.
into year
No,
one or years,
no. The curriculum's changed in EYFS now. It's subject based, and we haven't got that wiggle room.
Gosh, okay. And
But
then
play is getting less, not more. It's
so when
still
you
very
so
much a play-based curriculum, but because of the constraint, even in nursery, this is what you've got to teach in maths, this is what you've got to do here.
Yeah, wow.
Well, what about just being in relationship skills? What
Yes.
about nurturing all of that? It's pushed aside, even though it's in the curriculum, as a core thing.
Yeah. So what do you see as a result? So now I say you're higher at the school and you're seeing children that you would have identified. You would have identified them as having social emotional additional needs in where you were. So now you're meeting them. They're late, they're higher in the school. What's been your observation? Because say we've discussed it, but I'd love you to share it.
So basically, it's the time constraints of the curriculum, which is knowledge-based, and the SLT agree with this. It needs to be more skill-based. There need to be some kind of more focused understanding of relationship skills and
Yeah.
how do you get on with people,
Yeah.
you know, and it gets harder and there's different needs in different year groups. But some of these children, their relationship skills hasn't moved on since reception.
Yeah.
It has stayed the same
Because it's not a priority, is it? That's the
because it's not a
it's not
priority.
a it's not a statutory priority in the national curriculum, which means it takes second fiddle to things like history or maths or, long division or whatever it is.
And a lot of these children, if they had that intervention, if they had that time to work on their social and emotional and relationship skills, it
Yeah.
wouldn't be an issue in secondary
Yeah. Yeah.
because they will have had the skills
Yeah.
and they'll have had the resilience and the emotional intelligence. It would have been talked about and it would have been done in a
Yeah, you've got
not a
the
rushed
time.
setting. It would have been done there and then, and it would have been unpicked in situations that were personal to that child, and then support would have been continued because you'd have the time to do it
Okay.
rather than, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that now. We need to go on to science. No, sorry, we've got a times table to test. No, sorry, it's spellings. And it's all very much, and it's not good for the children's well-being, and it's not good for the adult's well-being.
No.
There's no wiggle room now.
There's no wiggle room, and that's not a priority. So the kind of,
No.
to me, there's a clash between what's teachers being asked to do and the needs of the child. And
Exactly.
then when you think about those vulnerable children, what's the impact on their lived experience of being in school?
So it's hard because parents are still needing support. You know, I do, I'll go right back to those pre-two. You know, you support those young mums, you make extra visits. You know, that's the time that you can make a difference. And it's all about early intervention. But in the school, there's so much to catch up on. You can't do it. You can't make a difference properly because you physically do not have time within the class setting to do the curriculum,
So you
the
can see the
subject.
need, you can see the social emotional need which that child will be struggling with for the rest of their life, actually, because these are foundational skills, but are not, you haven't got the capacity to respond yourself. There aren't services that are responding yourself, and the curriculum is saying, get on with doing these, complex academic challenges. Which, well, I suppose my observation is that those are the sorts, it's the kind of pressure on academic without valuing the social emotional, which leads to these children, A, not
Exactly.
succeeding, but B, more likely to be very disruptive, and C, that more likely
Exactly.
to be excluded.
Exactly. And the thing is, there are more, that there are a lot of them in the class,
Yeah.
and it's hard to get.
Hard, yeah.
Hard to keep the balls, to make your children who are on track and those, you know, who are capable of a lot more,
Yeah.
they kind of lose out
They lose that too. Yeah.
because you're always firefighting.
Yeah.
You're always, you know, in each class, I could say there'd be like three or four children
Yeah.
that need one-to-one.
Yeah. I just want to ask you, so this is something I was talking to someone who didn't know anything about education the other day, and I was saying about, my concern about this, and she said, just a minute, are you telling me they don't track social emotional development higher at the school? And she said, I'm sorry, I can't believe what you're telling me. Is that true? So can I just ask a question? Is it true that we don't track,
No, we don't track.
there's no statutory expectation to
No. And
social
what
emotional
happens
competence
is,
at the school?
yeah, and what happens is in our settings, the year one staff are very, very experienced.
Yeah.
And they provide, they still do child-centered learning in the afternoon, but
Yeah.
Normally, there was a time where they'd sit and play with them and do work and what have you. But now, no, it's conferencing, it's catching up on maths, it's bloody, 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 blah. So what happens is that there was an opportunity for the children who didn't attain
Yeah.
the early years foundation curriculum. And it states that you need to complete the early years foundation stage.
Yeah.
So there's a big focus in the autumn term, but some of those children still haven't got that.
Yeah.
But there's no wiggle room or no extra support to give them what they need. So they need to be playing. They need to be working on relationship skills.
Yeah.
But the adult cannot sit with them because they have to target maths and English.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So, it's what do you do?
So,
What do you
well,
do?
that's the question then. So
It's herding the flock.
review,
It's
this.
herding the flock now, and it's not looking at individual needs. No, you're behind. Come on, let's do more of the same. Come on, let's herd the flock. Let's get you there.
So the review is asking for views on what would make the difference? What realistically, would make a difference to this issue, which is impacting, vulnerable children, staff well-being. What's the biggest thing you think would
The
make a difference?
holistic support network has broken down.
Okay.
Social care, social services, the health,
Yeah.
everything, supporting young mums,
Yeah.
no pre-antenatal. What's
Yeah.
all that about? If you unpick everything that's been taken away, that is why we are having issues.
Okay. Okay. So we definitely
Support.
need to put the school in the kind of bigger context of community
Exactly. It
provision.
is not
Yeah.
just the curriculum.
It's not just
It
the
is
curriculum.
it's
Yeah.
not just the curriculum. It is early help, preschool, pre-room,
Okay.
pre-room.
So if I was
So
to ask a difficult question, but let's say there's no immediate chance of all of that provision suddenly coming available, given that situation that there is no support outside, meaningful support systems, what would be the biggest difference to children and children's progress on these issues for teachers?
I would have personal social at the top of the hierarchy of need,
Right.
relationship skills. And if you worked on that in the primary school right from the word go, and that was more important than maths and English and science and all of this,
Yeah.
that you can teach maths and English and science in a
Yeah.
very positive way, in
Yeah.
a different way, so that it's supporting relationship skills and resilience. If that was the hierarchical of this is what we're doing,
Yeah.
the children in secondary school, their emotional health,
Yeah.
it would be so much better.
So
And they'd be leaving.
you
It
would
would
enable the
enable
primary
them.
school to focus on children's ability to get on with each
Skills.
other.
Let's see what this child needs. Let's
Yeah.
give it.
Yeah.
They're having problems with relationship skills. Okay, what can we do?
So
What can
responding
we
what
do? How can we adapt the curriculum to support that child? And 9 times out of 10, that child will, there won't be just one child that needs that. There'll
No,
be a
no.
few.
Yeah.
Tracking personal and social, finishing off the foundation stage
Yes.
curriculum in year
Yes.
one,
Yes.
making sure that early years is a play-based curriculum, which is holistic and it looks at the three core areas: your communication, your relationship skills. Play is so important, so
And
powerful.
if we were just to think about, because people often separate play from, all the rest, it sounds a bit, woolly, but my understanding of all of this stuff is it's so critical in terms of children's ability to make sense of self and other, which has an impact on their mental health, which has an impact on their employability, which has an impact on their likelihood of being able to stay out of involvement in crime, which has an involvement on their subsequent parenting. It's not just superficial, let's keep them happy in school. It's part of a whole picture of growing young people who can become a confident, well-adjusted adults who can play a role in society. So it's a really big deal, this.
And you see it because we're in the after school provision, you see the juniors working alongside the infants
Yeah.
and on block play.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal what they produce. Sustained concentration
Yeah.
for an hour and a
Yeah.
half. You
Yeah.
don't see that in the classroom.
Yeah. It's very interesting, isn't it? We talk a lot to children about ADHD and all of this, but my view is we haven't understood that attention is a skill that develops, and it
Exactly.
develops when we are able to get engrossed in things that we're really interested in.
Exactly.
But if we try and bring a directed teacher-led curriculum with a child who's developmentally immature, what you'd create is a scattered attention because they're trying to focus on something they're not interested in. And you're
Exactly.
asking them, and there's often quite a lot of angst around that. People are getting angry with them rather than, nurturing their interests. So there's a link between the growth of sort of diagnosed conditions and high stress states in the classroom. I think that's the only thing. These things really need a deeper understanding from
Deeper
policymakers.
understanding. And I thought we were there, the importance of play in the early years, the importance of play
Throughout, yeah.
throughout. And we used to have family groups,
Yeah.
and it was brilliant. We used to meet together, year sixes, and they'd go to different teachers, and the reception room in year one would all be together. But now we just don't have the time to do
No.
that. There's no
No.
wiggle
Room.
room.
Yeah.
It's a route march, bum, bum, bum. And it doesn't matter that you meet national standards in maths and English and science. They're not interested in that anymore. That doesn't matter. You can be a failing school and meet the standards because there isn't consistency in that the parallel classes are doing the same.
Oh,
Doesn't
yeah.
really matter.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter that you're not meeting the in-person emotional social skills and
So
that
you're
you're
really feeling that
constantly depending on the children. No,
the
this is.
assessment, the way that schools are being assessed has been reduced to some sort of very trivial, what in your mind, very trivial idea of
Oh, yes.
they're assessing, are the two classes doing exactly the same thing? Is the plan in the book missing
So,
the subtlety perhaps of what actually has been going on?
You can be really good on the personal social, and you can work on the relationship skills, and you can create opportunities and amazing experiences for the children, and you can meet national standards. But
Yeah,
actually,
it's not valued.
it's all about knowledge.
Yeah, it's all not. Yeah.
What are the knowledge and skills? What are the knowledge and skills? Forget the knowledge,
Yeah.
because work on the skills and then the knowledge will come.
Yeah.
Because if you've got the skills, you'll go with the knowledge with the
Yeah.
children.
And I think from my point of view, that's what we know about the brain. When the brain is nurtured so that it is a good problem-solving thing, it loves to learn. It will pick up knowledge and facts. We can teach those things much easier than if we've got a lot of very
And it's
stressful children.
always a top-down approach, but it's got even more top-down
Okay.
approach.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, the curriculum change, when the curriculum, you know, secondary school com work coming into year six, year five, reception work going into year one work going into reception, nursery then to becoming reception. It's not doesn't work like that.
No. It's a missing
The
understanding of
total misunderstanding of early year, early
and brain
development.
development.
But
Yeah.
it's still that intervention before they even get to nursery.
Yeah.
It's supporting families. And
Right.
the schools know the families who need support. But they don't get it.
Don't get the
They don't get it
support.
because it isn't there.
Yeah.
And if that early intervention, if that support was there, regular play groups, role models, nurture, nurture, nurture the young families, nurture, nurture. And
Right.
then once you're in the nursery and you identify these needs, the speech and language, the health, all of that kicks in. So you put them on early help and you're not waiting
Yeah.
2 or 3 years
Yeah. Yeah.
to see, I don't know what the waiting list is now to see a psychiatrist
Well,
or a
it's a very, very
psychologist.
discouraging picture, isn't it? But we probably should draw it out because I know you've got lots to do yourself. But thank you ever so much for sharing your experiences, and we'll try and pass it through and hope some people are able to hear what we're trying to say. Yeah, it's a very concerning picture. So, as I say, I think this particular issue, if we can help it get reviewed, that would be
No, it would
really
be.
valuable.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you
All
ever so
right.
much. Yes,
Thank you.
we'll be in touch. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye bye.
you. Thank you. Bye. Bye.